What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Let me just remind everybody. Commanders are going to the NFC title game. Just in case you forgot, I don't know.
Yeah. Cold as hell outside, too.
Bro, it is cold.
Last night, went out to plug the car up, and it was below zero, feel like temperature. Maya left this morning around 5:30. They had the car pick up. She got to go for a conference in Vegas. It was like, take your ass back in the house. Temperature.
So
it was cold, man.
Did you watch Ohio State Notre Dame last
yes.
night? Notre Dame, I like Marcus Freeman. Should he decide that he's staying at Notre Dame, that dude's going to win titles.
Yeah, he can play.
They play. They play hard. They stayed in that thing late. Ohio State's just really, really good.
Yeah.
Credit to Ohio State for winning the Natty.
If I call Sean Spring, he'll call me back now. He wouldn't call me other times.
A lot of people hate Ohio State. I'm not one of them.
I have no problem. I love good football, so yeah. I could care less when people get into I like to see the next talent that's coming to the NFL. You know, and you can find it on any team. Hell, it's team that are rivals of my college. And I see good players. I love them.
Yeah.
I don't get mad at that.
The play call, so it's third and long, third and eight or something, deep in their own territory late in that game. Notre Dame had just scored, got the two-pointer. Like, Notre Dame had some real momentum, and it looked like they were going to force a punt.
You do it to the best player on the field.
I credit Ryan Day in the postgame said, you know, we had a play. If we saw Jeremiah Smith, who's a true freshman, if he's open on the outside, take your shot. And the quarterback saw it. The quarterback threw it. Smith was wide open. I mean, clearly just one off the line of scrimmage. That's a game-winning play.
Did you watch pregame?
Parts of it.
Well, Nick Saban was talking about that. He said, you got to have guys in a sense. I don't know the exact word he used.
Sure.
He said, and I don't know if any of their guys is better than that guy. And when that, you know, it came, because he didn't have like four receptions for 32 yards up until that point. But then they hit him with a deep one, game over.
Well, B, it's also like, I mean, it's one of these things that keeps me thinking Washington's got a chance no matter who they're playing. When you got the best player on the field, you got a chance no mm-hmm. matter what. And I think Smith was probably the best player on the field last night, which is crazy because he's a freshman.
Hey.
Now,
ain't crazy. Just talent is talent. When you right. got it, you got it. I was doing Anthony Gargano. Are we going to have him on our show later this week?
Yep.
I was talking to Ant this morning on his show. And when the interview started, you could hear how he was trying to basically say that Washington don't have a chance, right? And I started letting him know the reasons why they have a chance and the belief that they have in each other. By the end of the thing, he was like, oh, man, this is going to be a tough game. Because listen, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you about stuff. I'm not going to try to swear because we're talking in Philly. No, this is going to be a damn good game. I said this game is the type of game where if you start making mistakes, you can get blown out. When people play well, it'll come down to the end. And I said, just in case, how's Jalen's knee? They didn't want to discuss that one, which has me worried about that. Not worried, but thinking that it may be more serious than what they're saying. Because he got bent up like a damn pretzel.
Totally. I mean, the Jalen Hurts knee situation is something for us to monitor all week.
Mm-hmm.
Quinyon Mitchell's status, something for us to monitor all week. I mean, everybody's aware that Cosme's out. It's not like Washington's not dealing with their own stuff here. But in some ways, I wonder if it's not a little bit easy is the wrong word. But at least you know Cosme's out, and you're going to practice with Scott all week.
Yeah.
Like, there's no surprise to it. With Hurts and with Quinyon Mitchell, who's been really, really good, rookie corner, they're going to be, if I had to guess on the injury report, they'll probably miss Wednesday, limited, questionable. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that is perhaps harder to deal with than just knowing your guy is out.
Totally. Because you don't know, and they may lose a little bit of the preparation and things of that nature. But you know what? As I stated to him, he was like, man, Cliff Kingsbury has been calling some great games. I say, this is the game right now where you lose, you go home. I say, and I've watched Cliff throughout the year He hadn't done a lot of trick plays. He's run his offense. I say many times you can look at it like a trick play because with Jaden Daniels get on the edge, you don't know what the hell is going to happen. He could hand it off. He could throw it back the other side. He could run it. He could throw it. He could do whatever. I say, but Cliff got to go in his bag this week and figure it out. It could be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, you went against the number one defense. You put 45 up on them. Could have had more. This
number one offense.
Yeah, offense.
Yeah.
But this team right here.
They went to Detroit and thumped them.
They killed them. This team is playing better than I think they could have imagined.
Totally.
Because they have a level of confidence and belief now that's damn hard to contend with. Once somebody starts believing in themselves,
game changer.
And then your coach totally believes in you. Going for the fourth down may be a certain thing to certain people, but for me, it tells me that I totally believe in y'all. It tells the offense I believe in, tell defense I believe in. If we don't get it, I believe you can go stop them. That's a dangerous combination.
You got guts and a quarterback, man. You can go anywhere.
Hell yeah.
some funny things here to review. I just got this tweet from Washington Command Ball O's. JD131087. The whatever remaining tickets that were available for the NFC title game just went live on Ticketmaster. My guy JD is 46,739th in line. he said, I love my chances.
Hey, what you're going to have to do is get one of them aftermarket tickets that are going to be more than what you think.
Well, yeah, you ain't getting face.
And. Because, listen, that stadium holds about, what, 60-something, 70?
Yeah.
I think it's already more than 20-something thousand tickets already sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 68,000.
68,000 people.
And Detroit was small, man. Detroit was only like 55,000.
It was loud, though, dog.
How about this? The Hoyas beat Villanova in Philly last night. Will that carry over?
It has nothing to do with the football game. Nothing at all.
Speaking of the football game, so – last night, there was some really impressive play at various times. The kid Judkins for Ohio State, 100 yards, 2 touches mm-hmm. on 11 carries.
Yeah.
The kid Greathouse for Notre Dame.
Greathouse came through in the end, bro.
Yo, he caught that. I mean, that was a hell of a throw, too.
He was being interfered. He couldn't get his right
arm out of it. How was there not a flag on that?
It was.
No.
I thought they said they had thrown a flag, but it's going to be picked up.
Well, certainly it would be picked up. I never saw that, but maybe.
Yeah, the broadcaster said, he said that flag will be picked up.
I'm curious. Riley Leonard, B, he's 22. He's played a lot of college football at this point because he started at Duke.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's a pro?
I think he has capabilities.
I mean,
I think they got to stop running him so damn much.
Sure.
Up the middle.
He was their leading rusher last night.
Yeah, he ran 9 times in the first drive.
17 for 40.
He ran 9 times in the first drive, dog.
You're getting beat up. Yeah. I feel like there's some gutsiness to him that will help. I think he's maybe a day 2, day 3 pick, but I don't know. I can see him showing up in the combine.
He threw some hell of passes in that second half.
Totally. Like, Quinn Ewers is going pro. Would you rather have Leonard or Ewers?
I think Ewers is his hype is bigger than is better than what he is.
Yeah. I don't know what Will Howard is as a pro. He was accurate last night, but they're just so loaded that mm-hmm. the quarterback just has to like facilitate kind of.
Yeah.
I'm mad at Ohio State. It's kind of interesting. The Big Ten has now won the last 2 natties.
Yeah.
I don't think many people would have guessed that.
They wouldn't have, but, it happens.
So I did want to shout something out last night. I didn't get to pay a ton of attention to the second half of this game. My boy Parker came over last night. We were watching the game. Everything's cool. I'm out on the porch. And like you saw yesterday, the porch has its own HVAC unit.
Uh-huh.
So the porch is very comfortable. But go inside, use the bathroom, whatever. And I notice it's cold. And I say something to my wife, and she's just like, oh, you're always cold. Shut up. And I'm like, all right. And then I, time passes. I go back in. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's cold. And I checked the thermostat, and my house was down to 63 degrees. And I'm like, something's wrong. Like, there's no way this is, it's cold. And so we kind of poke around. We're looking around. And the night is getting late, and I realize the drain line from my HVAC unit that goes outside was just frozen.
Yeah.
And so it's like 11 o'clock at night, something like that. And at that point, we realize, all right, the house is getting cold. So we get a space heater in our bedroom and put the girls in our bedroom, just like on make little beds on the floor with extra blankets. Everything was fine. But, you know, obviously, like, there's like a business relationship, whatever you want to say it. But like, Crop Metcalf was at my house at 7 a.m. to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And the heat's already coming back on. You know, there's going to, we got to figure out where to run this drain line. Like, there's more to it. But when you can get people that help you like that, it means a lot, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, to have them respond that fast.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, on a very simple level, man, like, the problem I encountered was minor. But it makes you realize how lucky we all are, and that how different some people have. Like, if you were living, if you live on the street last night, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I honestly don't know that answer.
That drain line, I'm just trying to see, why is it in an area where it can freeze?
What I have since learned is when we redid our basement, we got bad advice. But neither here nor there. I'm just very appreciative of Crop coming and getting it done this morning that fast. That Landfill said in the text thread when I told y'all that I was kind of running late, that's five-star stuff right there, man.
Oh, yeah.
And then yesterday, no traffic. What the hell was going on today?
What do you mean?
How was your ride in here?
Quick.
Mine was White Brian, you're coming from Glover. How hard was it for you to get across town?
I metroed today, so it wasn't that bad. But
where do you get on the metro? You take the bus to the metro?
I have my wife drop me off in Tenley Town Metro.
Oh, living.
Smart man. So you left a little later today, so the traffic
I did.
Different.
Today I left late. I was dealing
with
stuff.
You left at the time when traffic starts to get busy every day.
Your ride was fine?
Yeah. I had no issue. Well, I did come in earlier. I had to do a thing at 9:20, so I got here before 9:20.
Dude, what's wild is with the level of Commander's success, so you had to do Philly this morning?
Yeah.
Did they want you video or audio?
I did both.
Yeah. So
I did Anthony Gargano, so he has that streaming thing.
The interesting part now is that, like, every request is also video.
Yeah.
Which
I just asked the guy, he said, oh, you could just turn off the video if you want tomorrow. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. Depending on where I'm at.
In the last week, I've gotten requests from Australia and England. Like, that's where the skins are at right now. And it's pretty telling just how much interest there is, and so much of it. It's 1 through 53, and it's the entire coaching staff and front office. Like, everybody deserves a ton of credit, but Jaden's driving the bus, man. And all of a sudden, I mean, we've talked about it all year that Jaden's jersey is one of the highest selling.
Yeah, because every time you try to get one, they all sold out already.
Who was it? Donnie can't find one? He's trying to get one for his kids
Donnie
or something?
Donnie's trying to get one for himself. He claims it's for his kids, and his wife is for him. I told him he's going to be on the bandwagon real soon, and he's there already.
It'll be interesting. The bandwagon's going to get very, very full. I'm having this like existential crisis as we get closer and closer to the game.
What's this crisis?
Need
me to step in and help you out, man?
You know what I do? What's Are you that? Prepared for this?
We need
a smart, loud, cantankerous, bald man from Louisiana taught me over a series of years, no matter what, no matter how complex people try to make football, it's won and lost in the trenches.
Hell yeah.
It's won and lost on the lines. And I look at this game this weekend, and Philly's got the better line on both sides. But I still think Washington can absolutely win.
Yeah.
Because of Jaden, dude. And lots of other factors, but Jaden's driving the bus.
But that line here playing a lot better because they know what they have behind them. I kind of liken it to me being a quarterback in college. And we played against a lot of teams that were far better than us. But as the offensive line say, if I know if I block one more second, what you can do, he said, so I'm going to block him one more second. They'll fight. And what I saw on Sunday, this team will fight because they know if they give him the amount of time he needs, he's going to be a problem for anybody out there. So I'm not highly concerned about who's good, who's not. Because you think about it, like I remind Mr. Gargano of this one this morning. Yeah, you all are good. You are the offensive line. They had 5 turnovers and beat you last time.
Yeah.
So says something. And we say, yeah, why you got to keep bringing up this stuff?
Why you got to bring up old-ish?
I'm going to bring up the stuff that needs to be talked about because you got to have that opportunity.
Dude, one conversation I want to have, I was texting with our friend Danny Frank last night, right? And I was asking Danny if he's going to go to Philly. And he's like, I'm not sure I feel like dealing with the Eagles fans. And he said, plus, I kind of want me, Rachel, and Susan, his wife and his daughter, he's like, I kind of want us all to sit in the same spots we've been sitting in for this playoff run to keep the mojo going. Mm-hmm. And then my oldest daughter she has this Commander's jacket that she won't let us wash because she doesn't want the good luck to come off it. And it just got me thinking, now that they've won 2 in a row and they're going to the NFC title game, like what is some of the weird stuff people are doing that is superstitious but has worked through 2 games, or maybe it's worked longer than that? Hell, how many have won in a row now? They won 5 in a row and then 2 in the playoffs, right? It was 5 in a row to end the season.
5 or 6 in a row to end the season.
I think it was, all right, let's be sure of this. I think it was 5 in a row because they beat, they had the bye, yeah. So they beat the Titans before the bye. Then they won the last 4, so that's 5. Now 2. They've won 7 in a row. They've won more games than ever since you won a Super Bowl in 91.
Yeah.
This is the first time since the Ravens entered the NFL that they've lasted longer into the season than Baltimore has.
Mm.
I am just fascinated. What, if anything, open these phone lines up, Brian. What, if anything, weird, good luck, mojo stuff are you doing that you are not going to change? You got to sit in the same spot. You got to wear the same hat. You got to wear the same drawers. You got to order the same food.
Let's understand now. Grown people, you're going to have to wash something.
I don't know.
I mean,
man.
You got to wash it.
They won 7 in a row.
You got all the same drawers, dog. Nah, you need to wash them.
You're
going to be able to stand them up by themselves.
You got lucky socks. You and your wife do something behind closed doors during halftime of every game.
Oh, yeah.
Holler at us. 800-636-1067. Very, very exciting weekend coming up. NFC championship game for the Washington Commanders. And I ask this because I just got this email from my friend Dana. I'm supposed to have an appointment. I had it scheduled for last Wednesday. And then I emailed them and I was like, yo, I can't do it. The Commanders won the wild card game. Can we push it back a week? So we pushed it back to tomorrow. And she just emailed me. She said, should we reschedule tomorrow's appointment? Seems like good luck at this point to move to the next week and ensure another win.
Yes.
LOL. Yo, I said, yep, let's do it. Yeah. So my question is, what kind of weird stuff is happening out there? I know people get fired up for – people get superstitious. Like, a lot of stuff happens out there. What are you doing out there to keep the mojo going? Our guy Scarence Terrence is on the line. We'll let him lead us off. Scarence Terrence, what do you got working right now?
What's up, JP? What's up, boys? How y'all doing
today? What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing well. Hope Jeff's feeling better. But, yeah, so let me just preface this by saying I get it from my dad, so I can't really help it. He saw 3 Super Bowls. He made my mom sit on the floor during the entire 91 Super Bowl after we scored our first touchdown. So just to give you an idea, my friends are kind of understanding it now. So there's a few things. I've seen you guys out for work. I'm in outside sales. Need a haircut. looked at my last receipt, hadn't gotten a haircut since we last lost, so that's out the window. got a pile of clothes in my room that I just have not washed or am going to wear until we win, so that part of my wardrobe's gone. I'm pretty lucky. I got underwear and socks for Christmas.
Have you been washing your drawers?
Yeah, but okay. I got new ones for Christmas, like I said, JP. on top of that, you can't watch in public. Everyone, if you've gone to games, I donated to Derek last week. He did a crowd fundraising thing to get to the game in Detroit. If you're going to games, go. If you're watching at home, watch at home. If you like going to a bar and being with a bunch of people, do that. Stick to what you're doing. We fit about 20 people into a living room last week. We had a few stragglers added on, but for the most part, we keep the same group. But I talked to my dad before every game. He calls me. Now my cousin started calling me on this 5-game win streak, so we got to keep that going. But, yeah, no haircut, no laundry, same shirt. sorry, but it's working.
All right, bud.
Pale skin.
Ride the lightning.
Love y'all.
See you, buddy. No haircut, like. You know what's...
You all look like a damn homeless guy in this damn playoff run.
You know what's good for me, at least, is at least playoff beards aren't a thing in football. Because we'd be growing them right now. I don't look great with a beard. My guy T. Quinn on Twitter says he's had the same flavor wings for every game, Happy Dad hard seltzers, and he has a Redskins cup that he only drinks out of. He says he's been doing that since the Tampa game.
Wow.
And then Ty Forehand says, my daughter made a little clay football earlier Saturday out of foam. He didn't think much of it. She brought it to me late first quarter and said, Daddy, you forgot your good luck football. Next play, Luvu fumble recovery. Rest of the game with that football, and now it's a thing. I love that stuff. You remember during the Caps run, I had this weird thing going. Whenever they got down, I would eat a Snickers ice cream bar, and they were scoring like immediately. And I was just cranking Snickers ice cream bars.
You was eating them thing when they wasn't scoring.
Nah, man, there was a vibe. Let's go to James in Fort Washington. James, what up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas, man? My son and me, we go to the games, but last game went to was a Titans game, and I set my man cave up, Commander's man cave up, ordered him a Jaden Daniels jersey. So every game we didn't go to at home, we've been in the basement by ourselves. No one else but me and him. Everybody else in the family upstairs. And he streams on his phone. I watch it on my TV. And ever since then, we've been undefeated. I mean, been lights hurt for us, man. Lights hurt.
All right. Hell yeah, buddy. I like it. Thanks, James. I just got this one from Josh Leonard. He sent me a picture of him and his baby boy that they wear the same outfits for every game. And the kid has a onesie, and he's got a Washington logo shirt. Let's check in with Drew.
Kid, like, why am I
what do we
the
think Drew Cohen is doing every game?
I don't know what Drew's doing, man.
Drew, what are you doing every game for good luck?
So one thing, as I wear the same outfit every game, you know, I got a Jaden Daniels jersey at the beginning of the year, and I have these gold pants. They're really UCLA Bruin colors because that's the closest I could find. And Sherry and Alex hate them, but the one game when they were doing burgundy on burgundy, I switched to burgundy pants and we lost. So I haven't switched them back. I wear the gold ones and Redskins socks and Redskins shoes. And then I have a defense sign. And for travel, I made a smaller one. Beamich, at the end of the game, you saw it says anybody, anytime, any place.
Yeah.
And those pants, like I said, I get a hard time from my family every time I wear them, but well, the day I get back, I
you
wash.
Tell Sherry and Alex to relax.
Are they starting to stand up on their own now?
No, I wash them. I wash them the day I get back, and they're folded and packed for Philly already. And that's how it was. You know, that gets done. That's like the first thing that does when I get back in the house.
When are you going up to Philly, Drew?
Saturday.
Okay. I think we're going to have a very cool announcement about Saturday night with your thing, but we're not quite there.
Well, I can't wait. I mean, I'm thinking about walking there now.
Relax.
Now, don't walk, dog.
That's cold, man. It's cold.
It's cold as hell, man.
But it won't be cold on game day.
It's cold. It's cold today. I know that.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Ross. Now, this is going to be interesting. There's a Ross in Charlestown. There's always a Russ in Charlestown. Hello, Ross. Is that you?
Yeah, it's Russ. What's up?
Oh, all right.
What's up, Russ?
Hey, what's up, man? One more game to the Super Bowl, fellas. I'm telling you, 60
minutes.
That's
crazy, man.
But I got this hat, right, that I bought down at Liz in Hagerstown. And B. Mitch, it looks like just like yours, that Washington Commanders is black. I love it.
Uh-huh.
So I got that at a certain spot. I like my refreshments, right?
Right here.
So, but that last time we lost, I'll get mad and go out, walk around, and cuss after a bad play, come back in. But I hit my bourbon and my Grey Goose sometimes. And, you know, sometimes about a fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden a surprise. Well, I got them sitting in a certain spot. We don't want 60 games in a row. So I got that. I got the refreshments at one spot. I got my hat on. And it's just a wild routine, and they won ever since. So I'm leaving everything just like it is.
Keep it going,
and hoping
dog.
We can stop. And hoping we can stop Saquon, you know, like we did in the second and or the third and fourth quarter of the last game, because we were coming up on them. I think we're gonna get them. And then I wonder what Philly with their starting quarterback whipped their ass, but I don't know if he's gonna play.
We'll find out. Thank you.
We're
keep it going.
Find out. They're trying to keep that.
Keep
the close
same
to the
hat,
bat.
The same seat, the same booze. Keep it going.
Oh, and then my girl. Oh, my girl too. And then if the week goes so good, me and my girl after the game usually, you know, do hustle with Russell. You know.
Good for you, buddy.
All right, that's all I'm gonna say.
I hope they keep winning. Thank you.
They doing the hustle with all Russell. Right. That's where Chris Russell be going.
Yo,
good time with y'all, man. I love the show. Y'all number one, bro. Y'all number one. Later, bro.
I feel like September 25, a lot of kids might be named Jaden. Like,
yeah, we already got one. We already got one.
I'm telling you.
We already got one with a middle name, Jaden.
I know. Dude.
Maya
Jaden Rosenberg.
Yeah,
that's right. We gotta make sure we ask about that on Thursday.
Oh yeah.
Jonesy is on the line. Lord knows what Jonesy's up to. Jonesy, what are you doing?
JP, Dirty Spidey, B. Mitch, how y'all feel today, man?
We're good, bud.
Hey, that's good. Hey, listen, now you talking about there's gonna be some names, Jaden. I got a dadgone nephew named Caden. So that rhymes with Jaden. That's close enough. Now, I got two things that I do. We lost five games, I wore the gear, and I was sitting down. Now, the other 12 games that we won, I lay my gear off to the side. I don't wear no jersey, shirt, socks, shoes, none of that. Nothing with burgundy and gold on it. No logos, nothing. We win those games when I don't wear the gear. And if I'm standing... With the five games that we lost, I sat down and was wearing the gear. And, you know, we get inside our own heads on some of these things. So I'm thinking it's me. See, if I hadn't wore the gear and if I was standing up, we probably would have won the game. But I was sitting down.
How did they know if you're standing up or sitting down, Jones? You're 5'2".
Hey, be Mitch.
Why's he got to do you like that?
You 5'2", too.
I got you by like 7 inches, dog. What you talking about?
Thank you, Jonesy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's with no head on, right? Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, fellas, I love y'all.
Appreciate
man.
You, bro.
Appreciate you. Zach via Twitter says, I have to wear my old Bay Sox and put my Terry McLaurin jersey on exactly 2 hours before scheduled kickoff.
Wow.
He sets an alarm so that it's exactly 2 hours before kickoff.
I know some things that people do, man. It's crazy.
Yo, Tailgate Ted says, ever since Jaden said he has waffles before games, Tailgate Ted's been eating two waffles for breakfast before every
I know,
game.
I talked to him about that. He was eating some waffles or something.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to come get you. I actually had Ace of Spades champagne for the first time this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Very good.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
JP, who are you flossing with?
With Lee.
Lee?
You know Lee we play golf with?
Oh, yeah. All right.
I like this one from John Peter. He says...
I'm going to be drinking after we win this game on Sunday.
He probably will be.
No, me and you.
You and I?
You buying it, yeah.
You've
been telling people you owe him a drink. I'm going to accept for everybody.
They win this one, B. Maybe I will. But I got a show at 11:30 that night, so you're going to have to find me a minute.
I didn't say, I don't care about what you got at night. You buy me the bottle, I'll be good.
I don't know about that.
I'll save you a little bit.
This dude says, on Friday, I wear a Riggins jersey. On Saturday, I wear a Jacoby jersey. And then I wear a Deron Payne for the actual game. Double shot of Buffalo Trace once per quarter. Sat in section 129 in Detroit and sitting in section 129 in Philly.
Damn.
He's on to something right there.
Yeah, he's going to need that double shot.
Devon, what are you doing?
What's up, guys? Hey, as B Mitch knows, man, for the Tampa Bay game, I had my aunt, my father over, my little sister, my nephew, my girlfriend. She's a 49er fan. She's 44 years old, so she's seen her team do good.
Damn, you just outed your girlfriend's age, dude.
Yeah, man, you about to get your ass whipped when you get old.
Hey, I'm proud of it. And her son is 25, so me and him never seen our team do good. So we had them all over. It's like 15 of us in my living room. We won that game. So we said, man, we got to run it back for Detroit. Ran it back for Detroit. And my lady, soon as Sunday ended, she pulled up the Philly ticket. And she was like, boo, they 800 apiece for standing room only. I send you and my son up there because this is a moment. And I said, boo, I appreciate it. But, man, I'm so superstitious. I think we just need to get everybody that's back at the house on Sunday for the game. And she was like, well, I tell you what, if y'all beat Philly, we going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. So I said, all right, let's go. So, and I don't wear no gear neither. I'm like the other guy. I had a Sam Howell black Commander jersey. I put that over my rocking chair, my love seat. I got that. Saturday, I went out with my Chase Young burgundy one, but I was about to wear it for the game, but I said, nope, I ain't been wearing it, so I leave it off. I wear a black T-shirt, black shorts, and my Yeezy flip-flops, and I'm chilling. So we're going to do the same thing this Sunday. We're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Why not us? We're not done yet. Let's go.
Why not us? Where the hell is Rev T when we need him?
Rev, where you at, brother? Call in.
He's too busy. Rev's got his own graphics department now. Did you know that?
I saw.
Rev keeps sending me his personalized graphics. But too busy to call. Let's take a couple more here. Steve has been on hold a while. Steve, what's your good luck charm?
What's going on, guys? I hope y'all appreciate y'all for having me on this call. Real quick. So my wife, she's from Indiana, and she knows nothing about the Commanders or anything related in the history. But she's been catching on this season, and Saturday she wanted to wear a jersey. I had to tell her no. You didn't wear a jersey all season, and now all of a sudden you want to wear a jersey. I got some socks you can put on. So I had her wear some socks and a blanket, and we sat there and enjoyed that game. That's it, man.
Same socks and blanket this week? Same socks and blanket this week?
Say that again.
I say the same socks and blanket this week?
Same socks and blanket, yes, sir.
All right.
I got a hoodie. I ain't washed it all season. She better not do the laundry and throw that in there.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
All right, bro.
dude, that's how it gets this time of year. All right, let's try to crank out these last two. Anthony's in Fairfax. What up, Anthony?
Anthony, hey, B. Mitch, JP, love you guys.
Appreciate you, bro.
So my son and I, our family, we got a crazy ritual. So I went to the first game when I went to the Panthers game earlier in the year. I broke out my Art Monk jersey, my white Art Monk jersey, which I hadn't worn since 91.
All right.
I got that with my burgundy pants, my burgundy and gold socks, my Commander's hat. So I'm repping the old and the new. One game this year, I couldn't find my socks, the Cowboys game. We were losing at halftime. My son was like going crazy. Find those socks, Dad. Find those socks. I'm tearing through the laundry room, through the hamper. I put those dirty socks on. They haven't come off for any game since, I'm telling you.
That's nasty, but also awesome.
Yeah. We've got this little Christmas tree that we bought right at the beginning of December. All the needles have fallen off. It's all decorated burgundy and gold with Redskins and Commanders decorations. The needles, I mean, it's like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. It's just dead there. It ain't coming down until New Orleans, baby.
Ain't going down until the sun comes up.
And, of course, my son's got the Jaden Daniels jersey. So yeah. And, of course, we've got the pregame candle that we light, which don't ask me how that started.
Wow.
And, of course, the same meal, the wings. The first game of the year, we had Redskin potato salad, and they lost. And no more Redskin potato salad allowed in the house.
I like
after
it.
That,
so. Thank you, brother.
All right, bro.
Keep wearing those dirty ass socks. KC on Twitter says we're 7-0 since.
I hope the people that are not washing their socks, they at least wash your damn feet. Says, a toe jam, boy.
This dude says we're 7-0 since moving into my new house. I told my wife if we lose, we're moving out. Nobody go anywhere. Barstool Nate joins us next.